signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. I cannot fathom at all this statement, the beginning of this statement there in verse 30. Many other signs, therefore, Jesus did. I read of him raising people from the dead. I read of him healing people of diseases, of infirmities. And many other miracles that he performed. And there are many other things that he did. Toward the conclusion of John, here in John chapter 21 and verse 25. This is the disciple that beareth witness of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his witness is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, that which if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books that should be written. Can you imagine that? I can't. I cannot comprehend that. That everything that Jesus did, and consider the amount of time that he was upon the earth, everything that he did, the books of the world could not contain all of that. God has given us these things here, that John here, these are written that ye may believe. What more do we need to reprove us, to convict us? What more do we need to learn to be obedient to God? What more do we need to know about Jesus to believe that he is the Son of God? These things are written for us that we may believe, and God saw them sufficient enough for us to believe. Why do people search for so many other things concerning Jesus? The hidden things of God belong to God. God does not see it necessary for me to know any more than what he's already given me. And if I can't believe those things, what can I believe? Our faith comes from reading the Scriptures, Romans 10 and verse 17. Hearing, our faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The idea is that the Scriptures speak, therefore we believe. Turn with me over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's read a few verses here towards the end of this chapter. Verse 51 beginning. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We all shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the work in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Thanks be to God who give us the victory. Gives us the victory through the Scriptures. Every Scripture inspired of God is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. And we hold to that. We will gain the victory Our faith, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, our faith is what gives us the victory. Our faith is how we overcome. Our example that we look to Jesus, where he says, "Behold, I have overcome." He conquered death. And by our adherence and obedience to the gospel and the scriptures, we can overcome death. Can you see the profitableness of the scriptures? Can you see that God has my best interest in heart, your best interest at heart? He wishes that all should come to repentance, not wishing that any should perish. The apostle tells us the scriptures are profitable for correction. This means to set straight or set aright. This is the corrective power of the scriptures. It is to the scripture we must go to learn that which is right and that which is wrong. I wouldn't know right from wrong if God doesn't tell me. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and in verse 11, Peter has written here, "If any man speaketh," or one of the translations that I use in comparative study, the Good News Bible, states it this way, "Those who preach must preach God's message. If any man speaketh," speaking as it were the oracles of God, "if any man ministereth, ministering as of the strength which God supplieth, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, whose is the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen."